From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Off Florida's coast, deep underwater, where it's darker than night and just a few degrees above freezing, lies an unexplored stretch of the ocean floor. There, marine biologists are using a high-tech submarine to look for a treasure more valuable than a pirate's bounty. They're hoping to find a cure to cancer. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
The expedition's mothership is a 200-foot-long trawler operated by the Harbor Branch Oceanographic Institute. It's holding a position 15 miles off the coast of Fort Lauderdale. The sky is light blue. The water, though, is a deep indigo, a hint of the depths below. Inside the trawler, up on the bridge, John Reed, the expedition's lanky senior scientist, stares at a fathometer reading of today's destination.
The dive site is this deep water terrace called the Miami Terrace, and it's about 1,000 feet deep. These deep water reefs out here have never been seen by humans.
2 decks below him, crew members swarm around the heart of the expedition, a 23-foot-long submarine called the Johnson Sea Link. In front, it's dominated by what looks like a 6-foot-wide plexiglass fishbowl. Once we're inside, it'll give pilot Don Liberatore and I a fisheye view of the ocean deep. The sub has a small aft work compartment, just enough room for research director Shirley Pomponi and an assistant pilot. Space-age-looking robotic arms jut out from each side of the sub. One ends in a mechanical claw, the other in a waterproof video camera. The crew closes the hatch. And the sub is given the okay to dive.
On your lines, crinkly, permission to dive.
Roger, we're diving.
9 electric motors come to life, pushing the sub down 100 feet per minute. In a few heartbeats, the ship above, the noonday sun, and the familiar blue of the water all disappear.
It's pitch black in front of us right now. I mean, if you look up, you can barely see. There's a sort of a dark blue glow up above, which is the surface. We've just hit 950 feet below the surface.
Pilot Don Liberatore turns on powerful searchlights, and soon the sea floor comes into view. The sub comes to a halt at the base of a 300-foot-tall mound of black coral that rises up out of sight.
Okay, on the surface, we're on the bottom. Our depth is 1436 feet. Temperature is 7.06 degrees. Visibility is about 30 feet.
There are few fish at this depth, 1,400 feet, but that doesn't bother the researchers. They're focusing instead on rare species of sponges and sea fans that thrive at the bottom of the sea.
Okay, we're stopping for a sample here. Sample number one, 1409. 1409, take a fix.
Observing it all from the sub's aft compartment is research director Shirley Pomponi. She explains why sponges are interesting.
They can't get away from predators. They can't get away from things that are trying to grow over top of them. So what's happened is they've evolved a chemical defense system. They can prevent something that's trying to grow over top of them. So it's not so far-fetched to understand why a sponge might be producing a drug that would kill cancer cells.
Not far-fetched at all. One deep water sponge Pomponi collected back in 1990, called Discodermia, now holds real promise.
We collected it, the initial sample from the Bahamas, and it's a potent anti-cancer drug. It's been in phase one human clinical trials for solid tumors, colon, breast, lung, I think, as well.
The first sponge we see is a mustard yellow in color and looks like a misshapen pancake.
Okay, this sponge, it looks pretty drab and ordinary, but it's actually pretty spectacular. It's a lithisted sponge, and these lithisteds are really interesting because they've been a source of a lot of chemistry, a lot of chemicals that have pharmaceutical potential.
The sub's robot arm drops the sponge into a waiting sample container. A $10 million state grant is paying for the expedition. The Florida government hopes the researchers, a consortium called the Center for Excellence in Biomedical and Marine Biotechnology, will make a discovery that could jumpstart the state's biotech and pharmaceutical industries. Pomponi is well aware of the possibilities.
Well, I mean, you look at drugs like Taxol, for example. That's a cancer drug, and Taxol is a, you know, it's a billion-dollar annual market.
Now, it can take 10 years or more to go from discovery of a new drug to putting it on the market. But for now, the scientists aboard the Johnson Sea Link are happy doing what they do best, pure research in a part of the world never before seen by human eyes. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.